called it like an inheritance.
Who would call the April 25th executive board meeting to order at 3:42? And we're going to start by introducing ourselves. Suzie Mitchell, board president.
Tricia Oliphant, director.
Shanta Wilkinson, member.
Martin Cosgrove, member.
Chris Moody, board member.
Janet Owens, director.
Joe Shell, board member.
Andrea Rogers, board secretary.
Debbie Tees, board member.
Lance Manlove, board member.
Alan Stafford, director.
Chris Benjamin.
Denise Westbrook, board member.
Jen Scott, vice president.
And we have two members of the public here today. Would you introduce yourselves to the record, please?
Robin McCubbin, a parent.
Brian Dayton, parent.
Thank you. First order of business is approval of the minutes from last month's meeting. Are there any comments or changes? One thing I would ask board members to do is to please, when you get these minutes by email, please at least look to make sure your name is either on present or absent. Because in reviewing the minutes from the past months, there were two board members that were shown as neither present or absent on two separate minutes. So I'm going to make a motion that we approve the minutes of last month's meeting.
Second.
And Denise Westbrook seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Second order of business is the director's report.
Alan?
On the Friday before, Good Friday, the Friday before spring break, someone from our insurance company, which is Liberty Mutual, came on site and I went through a survey with him to see what practices we have in place, what policies we have in place in terms of student safety. And then we did a tour of the building and again, focusing on student safety. And the letter was received that they had no recommendations at this time. However, I did discuss with him some of the things that we had talked about with Mr. Kyrgios when he did a walkthrough with Lance and I. And while they're not recommending we necessarily move forward with those, he thought that they were prudent. So
that would lead one to believe that if we had an incident, we wouldn't have any exceptions from coverage.
Correct.
Good.
He went out to look at all the bleachers we have and was fearful that we had the wrong bleachers, but we do not. We have the right ones that have something that prevents children from rolling down in all the bleachers, the ones in the pool, the ones out the fields, the ones on the deck of the pool, they're all in compliance.
Yay, Foundation.
And that's typically something that they find.
Nice.
That's good.
Good. No. It's a pretty comprehensive. He was here for a couple hours, like 2.5 hours, I think.
Great.
Yeah.
So next item is middle school. And I have this on here specifically because I wanted to make a couple of comments about the middle school. Over the past, for those board members who have not been here, the middle school, the school was founded in the year 2000. And over the very, very early years from 2000 until about the time we began looking at a high school, we used a model known as the expeditionary learning model. We still use the practices, many of the practices in the expeditionary learning model, but we also moved to looking at the IB learner profile as part of what we are trying to accomplish in the middle school. As you know, I hope, we have made application to become an MYP high school for grades 9 and 10. What we somewhat envision over time is that also the practices that are in MYP, many of those practices are very similar. They might be called different things, they may have different names, but many of those practices are very, very similar. I'm raising this, I'm raising conversation about the middle school for two purposes. One, to remind all here where the middle school has come from, to say to you that the high school was born off the middle school, okay? And I say that because I am very conscious that over the last couple of years, we have given so much attention to the high school, as you would with any new child, okay? And I want to simply say to you all, that has been good, it's been proper, it's been appropriate. But in moving forward, I urge you and want to remind you that we must continue to pay attention to the middle school and the value of what happens in the middle school. Without a substantial middle school, the high school will not be able to accomplish what it aims to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And I just had the need to say that, and hope that you continue to understand this is a 6-12 continuum, but let us not lose focus that we have to have a middle school that acts in accordance with middle school practices and to maintain and sustain the wonderful work that's done down there. Mm-hmm. End of the year. I told you last time we'd have a little listing of end of the year activities that you might be engaged in. I do want to make one correction. We've got a couple of calendar services here. If you would look, there's a little handout for you. If you would look, there's a new freshman parent information night. It is not on the 17th, it is on the 21st. And so Debbie will be conducting, as the administrators will be here also, we'll be conducting an information night for freshmen that will involve our discussion about courses, course selection, IB curriculum, and so on. She'll have her own program. If board members wish to come to that, they can, but it's a way to inform freshman parents of what is to come. Additionally, I'd like to mention some events we have exams upcoming, IB exams, we have senior exams, and then we have high school exams. So there are a lot of exams in addition to the SBAC testing that is done at the middle school level. May and June are heavy testing months, regardless of what segment of our school population we're talking about. Want to lift your attention certainly to the concerts. We have the prom on the 24th. Board members are invited to come and watch. I don't know that we invited any of you to dinner. If you're just dying to go to the prom.
You mean watch the prom?
Well, no, what? No, sorry.
Hover.
Hey, no, scratch that. Let me restate some things for the parents. Okay. There is a prom. Let me start over. You just thrown me totally off. So there will be, at the prom, there is a promenade that precedes the actual dancing and the eating that the youngsters will take part in. So parents and other people are invited to that promenade. The prom is being held at
Baywood.
Okay. At Baywood, information will be going out regarding the times. So parents certainly are invited to the promenade, or board members are invited to the promenade. And that is on the 24th, that evening. Also, there is an athletic award ceremony that is done through the athletic department. We will have a senior awards. It's going to be a senior awards dessert. Okay, so remember last year we had senior awards. Most board members were here. Mm-hmm. I would ask that board members try to attend this. I would ask that you RSVP. This year, we are having a dessert. It's desserts, it's not dinner. We have a larger class, and the dinner is probably not feasible in our environment, so we're doing dessert. And at that time, I remind you that the board gives a scholarship, the foundation gives a scholarship. Those will be given, presented that evening. There are some other additional scholarships and awards that will be given to seniors that night. So if last year is an indicator, and of course Gina is handling most of that, it's a good time, and I really would encourage you and would like to see, and the parents like to see, and the kids like to see. It's the one time that the board can come and support them.
What time does that start? It's dessert.
The dessert. I think it's 6, Joe, but we'll send something out to make sure.
I feel like it's 5:30.
5:30 is when they're going to do the actual event starts at 6, but at 5:30, there's going to be a running video. If we haven't, Joe, I'll get that out to the door, to the board, the exact time. Then,
I'm sorry, while you're still on that, I just want to remind the board that the board scholarship is based on our contributions. So if you haven't made your contribution towards the board scholarship, please do so, because in a month we've got to give it away.
The teachers also give one, I forgot that, but they give one as well. And outside organizations also. And again, Mrs. Fees is very heavily involved in that evening. Right, Mrs. Fees?
Yes.
Okay. Then please note that June 1 is graduation. Graduation is here. Again, you'll get more specific information. If you remember, we met last year in Ms. Messina's room so that we can process in with board, with faculty, with students. Again, that event was very well attended last year. Initially, I do want to mention to this to you, initially students were given 4 tickets. We know more tickets are coming, but initially, just for starters, they were given 4 tickets. There might come a day where that's what students get, but we know that, so that has created a little bit of anxiety, but we know that we're going to be dispersing more tickets. We need to just get a handle on how many kids are going to be bringing, how many people. Also, the other thing, we continue with our 8th grade luncheon and dance, and that will be held at Atlantic Sands on June 7th. And then another time we would really like to have board members present is on moving up ceremony. The moving up ceremony for 8th grade is at 9 o'clock on the 8th. Again, we would like you, and we'll send out more specific information, but we want you here 20 minutes to 15 minutes before that event, so you have a place that you sit up in the front. So that's kind of the end of the year. So we will send you out. We just want to get those things on your radar. Tyler's Camp. Alan, do you want to
talk? I can, yep. Tyler's Camp is going to be here again this summer. We're going to add a little additional time to it, a few days more. He'll start June 25th. Ending July 19th. We've been helping them find instructors by reaching out to our own staff. As last summer, it will have a literacy component. Just as a reminder, it's run by an organization from the northern part of the state that was set up after the death of a student, and the family set up a foundation to support this. They have it at Salesianum every summer, and they were looking for a southern location to have it, so we've offered our place. It's a combination of physical things for kids to do and academic things for kids to do. So they'll be using our pool, they'll be using our classrooms, the whole middle school will be used, and as far as the music room, so music, the art, the gym, and everything in the middle school wing, the pool, the fields, they are offering 20 free spots for our students. So our team leaders, it was discussed on Monday when I was not here, but with the team leaders, I hope. Okay, I will touch base with the team leaders. That they can recruit 20 kids who may benefit from this. We really would be looking for kids that are sort of got through their current grade level by the skin of their teeth and would benefit from having continued instruction through the summer. There's also a partnership with the Boys and Girls Clubs in the area. So students from the Boys and Girls Clubs who are in the age range of grades 6 through 9 would be coming here like they did last summer. And that's about it. I mean, it's a great group to work with. We meet very regularly. They do the whole thing. We just sort of sit back and just provide space for them and answer whatever questions they have. But they love this space because it has so much to offer to them. And we really urge them to continue the cultural expectations that we have with our students, with their students, and it worked out really well last summer. The few incidents that we had where we were not real happy with what was happening and what direction things might be going in, they quickly got into the direction of the Sussex Academy.
Is it more of an academic count?
It's a little everything. The kids rotate through a series of activities and they sign up in advance what activities they want to do. So there was drumming taking place in one place and guitars in another place and dance in another place. There was field sports and then there was classroom stuff happening.
And they're playing swimming this year, aren't they?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So is the litter kind of required?
Yes.
By us it is.
Ah.
And all students do. That's not an option. Just because literacy is so important for the success of our students.
Absolutely.
That.
Agreed.
So.
Yeah. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Super.
IDEA, maintenance of effort. IDEA is the funding for our special education services that's provided by the federal government, and each year you have to demonstrate that you're spending at least, if not more, than you had the previous year on students with special needs. In years past, we had to pull the data and provide it to the Department of Education to prove that we were doing so. This year they changed the process and they pulled the data, and it came out that we had not maintained effort. And I was in New York and thinking, this doesn't make sense. And I called immediately and she said, well, yeah, I mean, we did the numbers 3 different ways and all 3 ways you're not meeting it. But don't worry, it's only $98. A lot of other schools are in thousands. I said, I know that's not right. So when I got back and was able to look at the information on something other than an iPad, and I started questioning it and realized that they had left out a category that we include because we do not have our own school psychologists, so we have to contract that, and they didn't pull the how much we spent for that. We also contract for speech and language, for occupational therapy and physical therapy, and that was not included. So they now have the up-to-date numbers and they've redone it, and we're no longer red, we're green.
Yeah,
we're
how
green.
Much more have we spent than
yeah,
we did
exactly.
last year?
Yeah, but I also, in that conversation with them, made sure they understood we have a student who is aging out, who has very complex needs, and we may spend less next year for that reason. And they said in the application that Janet and I will do this summer, make sure we note that. So when they are calculating maintenance of effort next year, that would be one reason. And you know, so the other thing is if you lose students during the year, I didn't have to go to that point this year, but that's another thing to monitor because as the students leave, your expenditures may go down.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nice catch, Alan.
I'm still on
even if it was just $98,
yes.
I stayed in it and figured it out.
May 1 Unicount is coming up. If I have the most recent data, we're at 779 students. Oh, go ahead.
I don't have the totals, but I got something.
I just printed this off before I came over.
So that's for next year.
These are students who are currently registered
like
or
that.
Pre-registered.
This goes this way.
Okay.
How many ones? Right. Oh, you're
going to
do.
I'm just kidding. 779 are either registered or pre-registered. They have said that they're staying with us or that they've already registered for next year. So that translates to 42.4 units. It doesn't include any of the CTE units. So when I factor that in, that brings us up to 44. And this last year, for the current year, we were 43.9. So we're right there. Mm-hmm. And we still have ninth graders coming in to register. So the number should go above. And even though we're approved for 770, we can go 5% above. Up to 5% above. Okay. But the May 1 unit count determines our initial funding. We get 85% of the funding that would come along with 42 units on July 1st. But if you don't have at least 80% of your approved enrollment by May 1st, they can keep you from opening for the next year. But we're already over by 9 students, so we're good. So that's what the whole May 1 unit count's about.
I'm sorry, what was last year's unit count?
In September 30th, it was 43.93.
Oh, wow. So we really are right. Okay.
So we're above that.
The other thing relative to that, remember one of our goals is to, over time, is to reduce the numbers in middle school. Remember, we are taking 130, and
yes.
We're trying to get to a little lower number.
And the middle school teachers have carried us to get us to where we are.
Yes, as you said. So, want to mention something that I want added to this because I forgot to put it on. Last night there was the state superintendent's scholarship or academic educational scholars. Each year since 1984. The Secretary of Education has hosted a dinner in Dover for scholars from each high school. And the school is allotted so many slots based on the number of the graduating class. And we were eligible last year for one slot. Cohen Davis was our representative last year. And this year, the dinner was held last night. I had the privilege of attending with our scholar. And her parents, our scholar this year was Mia Kwan, and her parents were there last night. I have the book. I want to turn it over to Debbie so she has an idea, because there's a slide presentation and a book presentation, and I give it to Debbie so that she knows for future reference for the kids what they've had to say. I also wanted to report to the board that I saw Eric Anderson there, and I asked him to come. I brought him over to introduce him to the Kwans, and he and I linked up last night, and it was nice to see him there. So the book's here if anyone wants to see it, but I want it back.
Chris, did he have a slow time on?
Yes, he did.
Of course.
Well, it's a signature, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
He is well set for Derby Day.
Yeah.
And bow ties.
But he did, yes. The next thing on the item is staffing. We just wanted to remind the board that we have some job ads out, and we've done some interviewing, but we're not done interviewing. We have advertised for 3 positions. One is a special ed coordinator, one is a school psychologist, and one is a math teacher. Now, I just want to remind the board, this does not mean that we are necessarily hiring both a school psychologist and a special education coordinator. What we are looking for is some certification and ability to deliver certain kinds of services that include our special ed needs in terms of IEPs, in terms of some potential counseling and identification services, and what did I leave out? Oh, counseling and identification services. We have a need in terms of testing. But we don't have to have a psychologist. We don't have to have our own psychologist. What we're doing is casting a net to see what talents are out there, and then going to try to employ to meet the needs that the school has based on those talents. Mm-hmm. We do have interviews on
tomorrow.
Thursday. Yeah, oh, tomorrow is Thursday, yes. So that's, I think that's all for our report, and that's all for the director's report.
Any questions? Nope. Next item is financials.
You have a packet that is not as extensive as usual, just because I know that a lot of it is redundant, so I had Andrea pick and choose, or I picked and chose and asked her to make the copies. I ask you to turn to page 8 first. I meant to tell you to put that first, but I'm sorry. That's the one that Steve Burke developed, that's sort of the summary. And in the top, you didn't get color this time, but that is green.
Okay.
That is green.
We can put a note that says it's green.
I just wrote green on it.
And you would expect that, looking at the bottom, you would expect our expenses would be at about 75%, and it's 72.3. It's 72.7. Last year it was 73.7, so we're actually ahead of last year's in terms of expenses. Okay. So for those of you who aren't number people, you can just stop there. For those of you who want to look at some numbers behind the numbers, if we go back now to page 1, the last little bit of our state money was deposited, so we got another $101,437 last month. We now have everything that we're entitled to from the state, unless there's a payout of vacation or sick leave between now and then, and there just was. So I will be submitting that because it was not expected that we were going to have that. In terms of expenses, if you look at the salary line, it was well above what it had been previously, because in March we had 3 paydays. So, and that happened last March also, and so we're still ahead of where we were a year ago. Other than that,
there salary increases we approved last April 1st.
They were effective April 1st, so they will be in the April 20. It'll be this Friday's paycheck. 27th paycheck will be the first that teachers will see what the impact was.
And they know about it already, right?
They do.
How did you tell them?
I put a letter out.
And what's the response?
I think it's been pretty positive.
Debbie?
No one has cartwheeled to my office, if that's what you're asking.
They're waiting to see. Yeah. They're waiting to see.
Is there proof of the pudding first before they
What's Uncle Sam going to take? They're waiting to see.
I asked my accountant yesterday if I should change my withholding, and he said no, just leave it where it was.
Okay.
So, we'll see what happens. Since we're sort of on page 2, estimates that right now we're running about $189,000 surplus. Since that's happening, we have some paving work that needs to be done. They're actually going to start it this Friday if the weather permits, so that water will drain away from where the staff walks in, because now we have pavers. Fletch is coming out to do it, because the water accumulates there, because the drainage comes from everywhere.
Where does the staff come from?
In the back, on either side of the cafeteria. And then we have one bus payment left. I want to go ahead and do that out of this year. I've already bought replacement laptops for teachers that are aged out. They should be shipped on Monday. So I'm paying down some of that stuff to make the impact next year. After that all happens, I'm going to look to see where we are and possibly buy a new laptop lab, because we have one lab that is way old. And also pre-buy the 9th grade iPads. But we'll still have, even if I do all of that, we'll still have probably $80,000. You can look at the other pages if you want and ask questions. Aquatics is still running a loss of $142,000. Revenues are $105,000 for the year. but it's close.
The losses are lower than I thought they would be. Worked hard. Thank you.
So the revenue.
We're bringing a lot of revenue in terms of memberships.
Mm-hmm. It looks, when I see those square reports and all that kind of stuff, it looks to me, and I'm, you know, I'm certainly not tracking it on a daily basis or what have you, it looks to me like we've made what I think looks like progress in terms of getting revenue in.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I just thanked.
Yeah.
And the other piece to keep in mind is that some of this expense gets allocated to us for our own use.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
We have a swim team. The Makos and the Otters have merged.
Oh, did they? I knew that was out there on the table. I didn't know they had done it. Okay.
So, but they're continuing for 4 or 5 nights a week.
All year?
Pretty much.
Wow.
And we've got summer camps lined up, so Maria's doing a lot to generate income. But along with increased programming is increased expenses. But each time she brings a new program to me, I'm like, are we gonna net?
Yeah, the guards and the maintenance and the.
Is this gonna net money for us, or are we gonna lose money on this? What's the minimum number of people you have to sign up for us to move forward on that?
I'm gonna put you in a for-profit position soon.
I just want to
ask the right questions.
Yeah.
Who determines what the club should pay? Is that Maria's job?
We did a building use policy a couple of years ago and came up with what we thought was a market rate, a little higher than what other places charge, but not so much that we think it's scary. In some cases, it is a little scary, so we work with the organizations. Not-for-profit pays less than organizations that are for-profit. If it's a tag to the school in some way, we typically give them a pretty good deal. It's like the lacrosse team that comes in and open soccer. So we have a fee structure for everything.
If we had a lot of demand, like you said, 4 or 5 nights a week, maybe.
Well, it's just that it's that one team, and they actually come after hours so they can get as much of the pool as they can. They come like, we close at 7, and they come like 6 to 8. So there's an hour they're sharing pool with our members, and then an hour they have the whole pool to themselves. So. So if there are no other questions, or if you want more time to look at it, that's fine. Page 7 is the one that eventually we will vote on as the web report that we're required to put on each month.
I have a motion to approve the financial, page 7 of the financials, or all of the financials, I guess.
I'll make the motion.
Chris
Benjamin
made the motion. Any seconds? Lance, second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I am going to make a motion to give Alan Stafford the authority to do payroll entry for the period 4/29 through 5/12 for the 5/25/18 pay period because our office manager, Franny Silcott, will be on vacation.
For a portion of that time, not the entire
time. For a portion of the time. May I have a second?
I second. Denise Westbrook.
Is there any
discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
This should be the last time you need to do that because we have another staff member being trained to do payroll and human resources, and so she will be able to back up person from now on.
This is still germane to money and what have you. Just a reminder, if members of the board are looking for the fee structure for use of our facilities, it's in policy number 1006, so that will give you an idea of what the fees are.
Okay, Sussex Academy Foundation update.
The last board meeting, I believe I said we had in our financial statements, we had about 550 $1,000 in the bank. Now, we've been paying some bills, so we now have $414,000 in the bank, so we've paid $130,000 or $140,000 worth of expenses. And that will go down. We have some more